אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש, כרך ג',
We're reading in the writings of Rabash,
מאמר מספר 832,
the article number 832, Dead Fish. Article 832 from Rabash, Dead Fish.
דגים חיים
Live dagim, live fish, means he has dagot, meaning concerns about the work. But he is alive. That is, he has the power to work and find ways to mitigate his concerns.
מה שאין כן, דגים מתים שדאגותיו מביא לו בחינת מיתה.
But dead fish means
his
concerns cause him death, meaning that all his powers to work have died, and he has no vital spirit. Having no strength to work and find solutions, this is called dead fish.
שקליפת מצרים הייתה על היהודים,
In Egypt, when the klipa of Egypt was on the Jews, they ate live fish, but the quality of Egypt is called dead fish. As it is written, the fish that were in the Nile died. Unlike the fish of the Jews, which are alive.
אם הדאגות הם בכדי להגיע
If the concerns are in order to achieve the aim to bestow, this is the concern of Israel, who is concerned above why, over why he is not in the quality of Israel. This is unlike the concerns of the Egyptians, Mitzrim, for tzar, narrow, means that he is under the rule of tzar, of this narrow, meaning the quality of mercy. This is the meaning of the fish that were in the Nile died, meaning that these dagot, these concerns, yield death, the death of the powers, and he cannot do anything.
שוב, מאמר 832, דגים מתים.
Again, article number 832 from Rabash, Dead Fish.
שיש לו דאגות על עבודה.
Live fish, live דגים, means he has דאגות, concerns about work. But he is alive. That is, he has the power to work and find ways to mitigate his concerns.
מה שאין כן, דגים מתים,
but dead fish means his concerns cause him death.
היינו שכל הכוחות,
meaning that all his powers to work have died, and he has no vital spirit, having no strength to work and find solutions.
זה נקרא,
this is called dead fish.
ובמצרים, שקליפת מצרים,
in Egypt, when the klipa of Egypt was on the Jews,
אכלו דגים חיים.
They ate live fish. But the quality of Egypt is called dead fish. As it is written, the fish that were in the Nile died.
דגים של יהודים,
unlike the fish of the Jews, which are alive.
אם הדאגות הם בכדי להגיע לעל מנת להשפיע,
if the concerns are in order to achieve the aim to bestow, this is the concern of Israel, who is concerned over why he is not in the quality of Israel. This is unlike the concerns of the Mitzrim, of Egyptians, for tzar, narrow, means that he is under the rule of the tzar, of the narrow, meaning the quality of mercy. This is the meaning of the fish that were in the Nile died. Meaning that these dagot, these concerns, yield death, which is the death of the powers, and he cannot do anything.
Спасибо, учитель Рав. Почему он приравнивает хасадим, свойство цар узкий, к смерти?
Why does he compare the measure of chasadim, of mercy, to narrow?
Life or death depends on chasadim. Because the light of Chochmah comes only to that place that is prepared with chasadim.
No.
Rav, Kama, Shelot Ktanot, Dagim.
A few small questions. Fish. He explains what fish are. Wherever we stumble upon fish, is it always the matter of concerns for the work? Is that what fish are?
Typically, yes.
And
then he talks about this thing called dead fish. That the Egyptians have concern for the work. What concerns do they have for the work?
About death.
I didn't understand.
The Egyptians are those who are concerned with in order to receive it, from what I understood.
Not only that, Egyptian is someone who cares about living an eternal life, like in the pyramids.
No.
That's it.
Toda.
Ken.
Thank you.
There
are always different expressions for animals in the sources. Is there a certain rule that fish has specifically has to do with concerns or some other animal?
Sometimes.
How does this, what's the rule?
I don't know the rule.
Is it certain qualities of that animal or?
Yes, also the qualities. Fish, the gim, are concerns, and they don't require air, they're in the sea. They live off of things that are not designed for men, and so on, so forth.
No.
The scrutiny, one, as the scrutiny is not precise any given moment, if he's with live fish or dead fish. How do I know?
A person has to yearn for the reforming light. And accordingly, he will understand where he is.
No, this is not an intellectual scrutiny, it's altogether.
If you have it.
Yeah, but if I'm caring for the others and not to enter into that?
No, no.
Ken.
Rav, gam Israel ve gam ha-Mitzrim nimtzaim be-Klipot.
Both the Israelis and the Egyptians are in klipot, right?
No.
So what's the difference between the Egyptian in the klipot and Israel that are in the klipot, that are in the shells?
Both awaken the reforming light. The light, surrounding light.
Israel margish at kama shu nimtza v'etem limatzav.
And Israel feels his state that is not good, that he has to come out of it. And an Egyptian feels himself okay.
I understand that in the shattering of the vessel, all the souls fall also the head and the body.
Yes.
Can we say that the Egyptians belong to the body of the Pertzuf? And Israel is the Rosh of the Pertzuf that broke?
Yes.
And the Egyptians also want to be corrected.
Yes.
Okay, so the one that needs to correct the Pertzuf is Israel. The correction is upon Israel.
Yes.
Right? So the body can't correct itself, meaning Israel needs to draw the forces.
And that is why Pharaoh doesn't want him to leave Egypt.
Why? But in Egypt they can't. Why does he want Israel? Why doesn't he push Israel to run away from Egypt, to deal with the Creator and then save him?
Pharaoh doesn't require it.
So how will he return to adhere to the Creator if he remains in Egypt too?
He doesn't feel it for the time being.
When a Jew sits before an Egyptian,
where?
I'm saying there's such states where we sit, let's say we talk, I don't know, I'm trying to understand, the Egyptian doesn't want to be corrected? What does he want? He wants to remain in Egypt? How can I feel on the Egyptian that he also wants to be corrected?
The Egyptian wants to be corrected in Egypt. Well, explain to yourself first, then you'll see.
Okay, so if Israel correct themselves, they'll feel that also the Egyptians want to accept something like that?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
What's the difference between the Jews who eat the fish and the matter of living fish of Israel, the concerns? He says that in Egypt, it was upon the Jews, but they ate live fish. And he says that if the concerns came to in order to bestow, then it was the... Where's those?
Those are degrees in concerns.
So what's the difference between the Jews and Israel?
A Jew is one who wants to rise from his state. And Israel is a higher degree. They wish to rise from their state and pull the rest of the world behind them.
Okay, understood. And at the end of the article, he writes, the forces, he's not capable of, that they're the death of the powers, and he cannot do anything. Meaning he blocks it. What do you mean he can't do anything? What's the advice to come out of this?
I connect to their state. Their state is such that in order to enter the klipa, they don't even need to fall. They're already in it.
Meaning if you come to dead fish, then what I still didn't understand.
You don't have any true concern about the correction of the world.
Let's say I identify that and I understand that here I need correction. He still says that I have nothing to do here.
Try to come closer to it, to pray.
Can
we connect this to, he says that the concern of Israel is why he doesn't have the discernment of Israel. Can we connect this to what we go through in Passover, the world clear? There's something very special here.
What's special?
It's
like there's a certain measure of deficiency in the air. I don't know, something that's a very strong connection. Also the friends that arrived are adding. Also,
we are in a special state. On the one hand, the state calms us down. On the other hand, it awakens us. It awakens this concern that we would not stay this way all the time. That's it. So we have to scrutinize these states.
So what in this state is considered the concern of Israel?
Concern of Israel is to connect everyone to an upper force, only to the Creator.
In
the regular world, concern is not a good thing. Everyone does everything they can to not be in worries.
No, this is impossible here. We can't be without concern. The question is not to be without concerns, but which kind of concern to have.
So how do we get more precise in being always in that discernment of Israel, meaning not to let go of that concern?
To be aimed at the Creator. Take a step forward each time. Toward him.
I heard you saying that we are on one hand in this calm, on the other hand we are from this, we have to be concerned with the right concern. Can you a little more about this state that the world clears in today?
We'll talk about it more. We'll talk about it.
What
are live fish and what are dead fish in the work in the ten, and how to understand this correctly?
These are concerns, worries that can enliven a person and bring him to correction. Those are live fish. And dead fish, well, there's no hope to reach correction through them.
Woman Hebrew 1, what concerns cause death?
Those that put a person to sleep.
Woman PT 38,
Woman PT 38, if a concern awakens in me to someone that, something I don't see vitality in, how do I deal with that concern?
אני חייב להתעורר.
I must awaken.
להתקרב לאותו חבר.
Come close to that friend as much as possible.
לנענע אותו.
And shake him up.
בכל הצורות.
In whatever way possible.
מה לעשות עם הפרעות בהכרחיות שמושכות לדעת?
What to do with disturbances and necessity that bring us to concerns that are not aimed at the Creator?
I didn't understand again.
What to do with disturbances in our necessities that are aimed not to the Creator? That bring concerns to us.
What to do with them? Try to bury them.
Tov. Maot, Gilad.
What else, Gilad?
If you want, we have another article.
Another half an hour. What do we have to do?
No.
Yes, what ma'amar?
There's another article if you want.
Kedai, ken? Aval etayer?
Ken.
Besela.
Here comes to the file.